Chapter 5, Bug Bag. Tuesday, Dear First Grade Journal. Mr. Scary just called me in front from recess. All the other children are still playing out there. He said for me to write in my journal for a minute and he will be with me soon. I keep peeking at him from behind these pages. He is printing sentences on the board. It is extra work for me. I think I do not actually approve of this from Jenny B, first grader. Mr. Scary put down his truck. You can stop peeking at me now, Jenny B, he said. I looked at him real surprised. Because that guy has eyes in the black of his hair. Apparently, he turned around and smiled. Do you see these three sentences that I just wrote up here? He asked. Yes, I said, I see them. Excellent. And Mr. Scary, said Mr. Scary, could you stand up and try reading them from back three, please? Just then, my heart got plumpy and pumpy and pounding inside because I'm not good at reading from the board. That's why I kept on sitting there. Please, said Mrs. Scary. Just give it a try, okay? Finally, I stood up and I squinted at the sentences. I read slow. Real slow. Bob is a bug bag. I read. I did a teensy frown at that news. Really? I asked. Bob is a bug bag. Bag? Mr. Scary pointed to sentence number 2. Try this one, he said. I squinted some more. I like my hot hog spit. I read again. I looked at my teacher very curious. These sentences are oddballs, aren't they? I said, Mr. Scary pointed at the last one. Just one more to go, he said. This time I stretched my neck and I strained my eyes. Jack is going to... I scrunched my eyes even smaller. to jail. I read. I did a gasp. Really? No fooling, Jack Hole. Mr. Scary came back to my seat. He took my hand and walked me closer to the board. Could you try reading them again from here, Trinity? He said, I made my voice real weeny, but I don't want to read them again. Mr. Scary, I told him I already know what they say. Just one more time, he said. And so finally, I did a big breath, and I read the sentence. I read the sentences all in a row. Bob is a big boy. I like my dog. Spot, Jack is going to Jill's. I covered my mouth, very surprised.
Hey, what do you know?
He's going to Jill's. Mr. Scary, I said, wow, that's a real life, right? Mr. Scary laughed. Right, he said. After that, I headed for the door. Okie dokie. Well, I guess I'll be getting back to recess now, I said. See ya. I waited for him to answer. He did not say, see ya. I turned around. See ya. See ya? I said a little bit softer. But Mr. Scary just shook his head no. Because too bad for me, he had other plans. Mr. Scary took my hand. We walked out of the room one and down the hall. You and I are going to visit Mrs. Weller. Ginny B, he said, you remember Mrs. Willard from last year, don't you? I shook my head, no, because that name did not ring a bell. Mostly, I would just like to remember recess, I said. Mr. Scary patted my shoulder. Mrs. Willer is a lovely person, he said. Recess is a lovely person too, I said. Mrs. Willer is the school nurse, he said. I quick stopped walking because the school nurse is where you go when you are sick or tired. And I was totally fine, but I am in good shape. I said, see me? I don't even need a bandage. Bandage. Mr. Scary smiled. He pulled me along again. Of course you're in good shape, Junie. He said, but Mrs. Weller does lots of nice things besides giving out bandages. Just then, we walked into Mrs. Weller's office, and guess what? I remembered her perfectly well. I just never knew she had a name before. Why, Junie B. Jones, she said. What a nice surprise to see you again. It's a super surprise to see your two. You too, I said. Because I'm not even sick or tired. Plus, also, I'm supposed to be on the playground right now. Mrs. Wheeler laughed out loud. Only I don't actually know why. After that, she and Mr. Scary whispered real quiet to each other. Then, finally, Mr. Scary patted my shoulder. I'm going to leave you with Mrs. Weller for a while, Junie B, he said. The two of you are going to play a game with her eye chart, okay? All of a sudden, my stomach felt kind of jumpy. Because playing a game with the nurse did not sound fun. No, I said inside my head, not okay. Mr. Scary waved. See you, he said. I watched him go. I did not see you back. You're